2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On the flight blog, Stuart Clark doffed his cap to Gaz West, who took the shot that won Eurofighter's second annual amateur photography competition. Keep an eye out for our own front cover competition for the cover of Flight International magazine, launching soon. With the airframer celebrating its 80th anniversary, David Learmount was struck by Hawker Beechcraft's assertion that two-thirds of its manufactured aircraft still operate. "Think cars for a moment," wrote Learmount on his eponymous blog. No long-established car manufacturer could make a claim like that. Aerial View's Ari Agosi noted a crucial juncture for Israeli unmanned air system makers. While they have technology that results in very advanced capabilities, most of them lack the necessary mass to be able to continue and compete in the world market. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. General Electric has completed an analysis of ultrasound inspections on six Boeing 787s powered by an engine that failed in ground taxi tests 6 weeks ago. The results of the ultrasounds have not been disclosed publicly, but all six GEnx-powered 787s delivered to three airlines are still operating, according to the manufacturer. GE has forwarded the data from the ultrasound checks on the GEnx-1B fleet to the National Transportation Safety Board, which is still investigating the root cause of the incident in North Charleston, South Carolina, on July 28th. Ultrasound inspections on 92 GEnx-2Bs, the power plant for 26 delivered Boeing 747-8s, remain ongoing, GE says. Airbus Military has launched an investigation to determine what caused the refueling boom from an A330 multi-role tanker transport to separate from the aircraft during a flight over Spain on September 10th. The mishap involved the second MRTT to have been prepared for the United Arab Emirates, which was being flown by an Airbus military crew from the company's Getafe site near Madrid. The aircraft was flying at 27,000 feet when it encountered a total boom detachment, the company says. The EADS design structure came down in Spain's remote Caceres region and was found early on September 11th. Airbus will start test flying the first A321 with sharklet wingtips this autumn as it wraps up testing A320s with the fuel-saving modification. The airframer will conduct its first display route with a sharklet-equipped A320 when MSN 5098 carries out a demonstration at the ILA Air Show, rehearsals for which were already performed. Airbus Military's A400M arrived at ILA in spectacular style, with the European manufacturer back in air display mode after restricting the type to a static-only appearance at July's Farnborough Air Show. Grizzly development aircraft MSN-4 is on show this week, with Airbus test pilot Karl-Heinz Mai having completed an impressive validation routine shortly after its arrival, including the A400M's signature display maneuver, where a bank angle of up to 120 degrees is demonstrated following a high-speed pass and climb. The sequence showcases the type's agility and the responsiveness of its Europrop International TP400-6 engine. Indonesian low-cost carrier Lion Air will start a hybrid airline in Malaysia in a joint venture with the country's national aerospace and defense industries. The new carrier, named Malindo Airways, will start operations in May 2013 with a fleet of 12 Boeing 737-900ER aircraft. The airline will offer a hybrid product using aircraft with a two-class configuration, 12 in business and 168 in economy. The aircraft will also be protected with in-flight entertainment systems and in-flight connectivity. Lion Air President Director Rusti Khurana said at a press event in Kuala Lumpur ahead of the signing ceremony.